Oh, what is going on? What is going on in this country? Like, fuck the world. I don't really give a fuck about the rest of the world. What is going on in America? Bro, listen, I'm right now I'm talking like I'm talking to my friend, all right? Don't expect any kind of fucking etiquette or, you know, any kind of professionalism. This is me sitting in traffic on the BQE in Brooklyn, trying to get over this fucking Verrazano Bridge, venting, okay? This is my venting session. I think I'm going to make a segment once a week that's just about me venting about the world. I'm unprepared, as in, I have no notes, as usual. I don't know, there's no structure to this. But I'm going to try to make it as simple as I possibly can. Pretend you're listening to one of your friends rant, okay? And I'll preface with this. I was just watching Tim Pool's Daily Show, who I really like. I started listening to Tim maybe 2 months ago, not even, and I love him. I fucking love him. I don't agree with him with everything, but I like him a lot. And it makes me feel good that I'm listening to somebody who's not hardcore right wing, because Gav McInnes is my number one, and he's very right wing. I mean, but it's nice to listen to a more middle of the road type of guy, but has brains and is one of the only journalists left in the United States, literally. So, and I get a lot of my fucking news from him because I could literally rely on this guy. I don't rely fully on anybody, and I don't take anybody's word for it. Cut and dry. I do my own research and everything, but he makes it clear when it's his opinion, and he reads off of articles, and he puts the article on the screen. So you're seeing what these half-assed journalists are writing, and he's giving commentary, and I gotta fucking respect that 1,000%. Okay? I have to. And he's voting for Trump because he has a brain and he realized how militant and how sick these liberals are. I'm sorry, they're not liberals. Honestly, at this point, I'm almost saying that I'm a liberal. Live and let live. Leave me the fuck alone. Leave me the fuck alone. I don't really give a fuck what you do as long as you're not threatening my life and my family's life. As long as you're not trying to destroy this country and try to, and constantly trying to turn our culture upside down. Even if you have those feelings, fine, do what you want to do. But don't force me to fucking conform to your dystopia. Okay, now that I got that out of the way. You guys all heard about Jeffrey Toobin, right? The boob. Jeffrey Boobin. All right, so he got caught jerking off on a Zoom call in a business meeting. Wasn't a private, I mean, I guess you could consider it private, but it was with business partners. He pulled out his cock and started jerking it. And I think it said that he muted himself, but then it said that he turned his camera towards his dick. So you have one thing saying that he muted it, thinking that he was off camera. But then the next part in the same article says that he moved his camera down towards his dick. Now, to anybody with half a brain would say, well, that doesn't make sense. Because if you're moving the camera to look at your dick, that means you want people to see it. But then you hear that he put it on mute, which I don't get because mute only mutes the sound. It doesn't mute the video. I mean, maybe they just made a mistake wording that. I don't know. Or maybe Jeffrey is just a fucking retard and thought that mute meant mute the screen or so you can't see him. But now this is, it's disgusting, right? It's weird and it's pretty much, it's basically like being in your office at a business meeting and saying, hold on guys, and pulling your fucking penis out. It's the same shit because you're still with your work people. Just because it's on a camera doesn't make it any different. Okay? That's if he did it on purpose. Right? So, and one of the problems I have is they, now if this happened to, some kind of conservative voice, that would be the end. Me Too would come marching out like fucking Nazis and start blowing shit up. Men are disgusting, blah, 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 harassment, lawsuits. The fucking country would be in an uproar, okay? But not for Jeffrey Toobin. And I'll tell you exactly why and why I made this fucking podcast right now. So as I was watching Tim Pool, he pulls up an article from BuzzFeed. I don't call them journalists. I don't call them a news source. I don't call them anything but propaganda and a haven for socially inept retards that have access to a computer. That's all they are. It blows my mind, the articles on that. All right, I'm just going to tell you right now. The shit that I see on there and have seen for the past few years is just like, whoa. Like, this is some fucking, this is some low IQ shit, man. I can't even explain it. But this article, bro, okay? Whoever this person was, I'm guessing it's a woman because not the best writers. I'll be straightforward. I'm sorry. With the exception of many. But they suck, okay? That's an opinion that I get from Gavin McGinnis, and he kind of opened my eyes to that. But regardless, this person, which I assume is a woman, is a BuzzFeed writer, not a journalist. Maybe she calls herself a journalist, but that's just absurd to call anybody there a journalist. But anyway, this female writer wrote an article about Jeffrey Toobin's little escapade, basically saying it's normal and saying I'm sure that most people do this. It's normal. And then justifying her position saying we've been locked down for months. You know, this is just a part of our routines now. We need some room for pleasure. Haven't you jerked off or masturbated on a Zoom call for a 5-minute pause? Now, I'm not saying verbatim. I'm kind of paraphrasing because I don't have the article in my face, but Tim Pool was reading it, and I, you know, tried to retain as much information I can in my tiny little brain. But that's what she was saying. She was not only justifying this, but saying that, oh, we all do this. It's normal. It's totally normal to pull your dick out in front of your coworkers and fucking choke your chicken. Like, what? That? And, I mean, I'm at a loss for words. How sick do you have to be to sit there and justify what this guy did? You have to be some sick, psychotic individual, lonely, that's for sure, to justify this and not saying, yeah, that's pretty fucking bad. That's pretty bad that a TV personality, someone who is very, very prominent in the TV, you know, in the TV business, the guy's on CNN, he writes for The New Yorker, shitty fucking magazine, by the way, doesn't fucking make me even fucking flinch. Oh, you write for The New Yorker? Oh, so you have a third grade fucking education. And you probably have brain damage. And you probably fuck yourself on a daily basis. Okay. So that means shit. But still, he's very prominent. And he's also a massive Trump hater. He has TDS spreading through his body like fucking bone cancer. Right? So he's obviously fucking mentally deranged in many ways. And clearly, that comes to fruition with this whole fucking debacle that this man was jerking off on a Zoom call. And besides the fact that this dumb woman, I'm assuming it's a woman because the way that the article was structured and the shit that this person was saying, I would bet every dollar in my bank account that that's a woman, probably under the age of 30, writing that. And I guarantee that she's single and hasn't got laid. Or if she has got laid, it's been from many guys because now it's empowering to be a slut. The thing that pisses me off the most is the double standard that this would be. If this was a Trump supporter or a conservative, the fucking country would be up in arms. Like I said, Me Too would come marching out like the fucking red coat. I'm not the red coats, the brown shirts, causing destruction. They would team up with Black Lives fucking Matter and Antifa and say toxic masculinity is worse than ever. And it's sexual assault, and people should press charges, and people are gonna go to therapy, and all this shit. All the girls that were, all the women that were on the Zoom call will be on fucking CNN, crying, shaking, like they just saw a fucking ghost of their grandmother in their fucking house. They would be losing their fucking minds. Okay? But they're not. Instead of what we know they would do if it was a conservative, you have people justifying it and laughing off. Don't we all? Don't we all just do that? Especially during the quarantine when none of us could actually go out and live a normal life. Sometimes we have to pleasure ourselves. It's totally normal. This shit, this is like next level shit. I mean, I just ordered 1984 by George Orwell, right? Because all I hear is references to this book. I've read, bits and pieces of it, and it from only the shit that I read previously scares the shit out of me. That this guy wrote this book in 1949, predicting what the future would be like and how like the dystopia that we will be in. And he laid it out specifically on what it will be, and he was so fucking right, almost to the T. I would almost say, okay, well, clearly this guy has a time machine, and he knows exactly what's happening and what's gonna happen. And so I just got it in the mail today, and I read two pages. I have a short attention span. I'm studying for a test in my Series 7, My time management is in the fucking gutter right now. But anyway, two pages I read. Okay? And already I'm getting fucking goosebumps on my balls, bro. The shit that I'm seeing, it's like, holy shit. The minister of, oh shit, is the minister of thought? No, the thought police, right? The thought police is I've already read in the first two pages, it came up a bunch of times. Big Brother is watching. And there was a third one. I'm sorry. Fuck, I don't remember. It was the minister of something retarded. And it just came up. Oh, shit. It was in the real world, like just yesterday, 2 days ago, somebody talked about how people need to be re-educated, like gulags type of thing. Anyway, the reason why I'm bringing 1984 up, the book, is because this is all laid out, and it's all like a dystopian nightmare, right? What's right is wrong, what's good is evil, what's evil is good, what's normal is abnormal, what's weird is totally acceptable and normal. Up is down, down is up. The dress is blue, not gold. Bullshit, It's everything is totally fucking backwards. We're getting there. We're literally there. We are knocking on 1984's door. Literally. And these people are advocating for it. Like, for instance, I was on Instagram. Now, I have an Instagram page. The Duke underscore of underscore MAGA. Just not the, just Duke of MAGA. Follow me. I post some funny shit, but some really informative shit. I try to post at least a few posts every day. But I get myself into a lot of trouble. I've been banned. I've been silenced. I've been suspended on every single platform except for Parler. Numerous times. Right now I'm banned on one of my Facebooks for 3 days. I think I have 1 day left. My other Facebook, I'm on my last strike with them. I'm about to be banned completely forever. So I go around on posts that I see that are just totally ridiculous, and I'll scroll down and I'll see a comment that's just so bad and so backwards that I lose brain cells, and I comment something, and I'm brutally honest. This girl, she wrote something, or no, I commented on the picture, right? And then this girl, I don't know what the fuck she was actually, commented something very stupid, right? Just absolutely retarded. And I clicked on her profile, and first I see her pronouns. She/they. Now, that confuses me because she is a female pronoun, but they is... what? So they is... I didn't know that was even a fucking gender. I don't know how, like, I guess that's intersex or agender or non-binary, but also it's... So first I was like, okay, that doesn't make any sense. It would make sense if it was like zer or they, you know, where like it just doesn't make sense. And then her profession, it says abortionist or professional abortion services or something like that. Like what? So now, I mean, I know I'm all over the place. Like I said, if you're listening to this, I said it in the beginning. Do not expect any kind of articulation. I don't even know if that's a word, or any kind of professionalism. I'm going to be all over the place. I'm having a free fall right now. Anything that comes to my mind. I started off with Jeffrey Boobin, and now I'm on to just a dystopian nightmare of the left and how they are just, they're sick fucking people. Sick fucking people. I was saying, listen, you have every right to be non-binary, to not have a gender, to think you're an octopus one day and a fucking marmoset the next. You have every right. And I'll never infringe on that. I'll never, ever, ever tell you you can't or advocate for the government to stop people from doing that. Unless it's a child, then no, you should not be fucking allowed. But... I said, while I will never infringe on that right, you can't infringe on my right to state my opinion and tell you it's weird, because there's no such thing as hate speech. Speech is speech, and it shall not be infringed as per the First Amendment. So I could say it's fucking weird. And I even said, I don't think you're less of a person. And if that's how you feel, God bless you. But I have the right to say, well, that's a little fucking strange. We're usually born. We are born either a man or a woman. And that's the bottom line. But it turns out this person is just, she's a girl. She's not a fucking trans. She's not a fucking non-binary person. She's just a girl. So I said, well... why the fuck do you have your pronouns on your profile if there should be no confusion? Why are you doing that? If you're a girl, you're a girl. That's the end of the story. And she said, well, you know what, something along the lines of, you know, not everybody knows and you can't see my face. I'm like, well, I don't have my pronouns on my bio, and you can't see if I'm a boy or girl. And even if you can, judging by your metrics and your thought process, just because I look like a man doesn't mean that I am a man. So right away, she debunked her fucking theory as usual. Shit's fucking wild, man. I mean, it's fucking crazy. And these people are arguing with me like it's normal and like I'm crazy. Maybe I'm crazy for even trying to fucking have a conversation with them or challenging them. Because a lot of people say, you know what, fuck them, just let them be weird. And I get that. But it's not in my DNA. I guess I'm just naturally a fucking, a shock. I like the shock value, I guess. I don't know. But it's just, it drives me crazy because these are people that are influencing young people, like children, that it's okay if you don't know your gender. It's okay to get a sex change or to get hormone replacement therapy. It's okay. It's normal when it's not. It's not only not normal, but it's dangerous. And people are dying from suicide, from complications, drugs. I mean, does anybody know the actual numbers of trannies that are on drugs, that are sex workers, prostitutes, hookers, that end up being killed by their drug dealers or their pimps? Because it's fucking crazy! See, the problem is I get too fucking bent out of shape over certain things when I shouldn't. I shouldn't. Because it's not my life. I was always told just live in your own fucking world because the world is going to disappoint you if you try to focus on fixing everybody. And I get that. I'm not trying to fix the world. It'll never happen. I'm never going to change everybody's mind. And there are things I'm wrong on, sure. But listen, I'm not the type of person to just stay silent when it comes to influencing and brainwashing young kids, right? That's my fucking problem. Like with the story, with the transvestite story hour, the drag queen story hour, those fucking people who organized that should be in fucking jail for endangering the welfare of children in a school. In a fucking school. What in what fucking world is that okay, normal, or even why? Like, why do you need to do that? Why do you need to fucking bring transvestites into a school and have them read to children? 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 7, 8, 9-year-olds. Like, are you fucking kidding me? The only fucking reason for people to do that is to brainwash kids. There is no other reason. It's not like trannies read books better to children. It's not like they have a better connection with kids. It's not like they can get to them mentally better than a fucking regular human. It's pure brainwashing, indoctrination, programming, and those people should go to fucking jail. I'm not even talking about the trannies. I mean, they were fucking given money to do something and they take it. To do their drugs or even to live a normal life. Not all of them are on drugs. Here's the thing. I do not think that anybody is less of a human being. I don't give a fuck what you are. And if you want to be a fucking tranny, God bless you. I don't hate you. I think that it's a mental illness. And I think it should be taken care of as in medicated or therapy or something. Because the suicide rate of transgender people is like 40%. 40 fucking percent. That's pretty bad. And it's getting worse. Okay, people will be like, well, that's because America and people were very, not, they weren't accepting of them and they feel like they're, nobody likes them and they get bullied. Listen, the last fucking 15 years, especially the last 5, they have been propped up like they're Jesus Christ in the flesh. They can't do any wrong. There is no fucking reason for them to kill themselves other than they have a serious mental illness and it's fucking with their brain chemistry. And then the rest of them are just getting on this fucking train because they're brainwashed and they think that everybody could change into a woman, right? They're the ones that just hop on the bandwagon and just think it's cool because it gives them fucking attention and likes on TikTok. But then you have people that actually have a problem. They genuinely think that they belong in a different gender. They don't feel comfortable in their body. And instead of bringing them to a doctor, voluntarily going to a doctor and sitting down and maybe going through some therapy, maybe some medication. I'm not a big fan of medication, but maybe there's some medication that they could take to stable their brain, because many of them are schizophrenic too. I bet you didn't know that. Many of them. When I was a kid, I knew a tranny, right? She was my cousin's. My cousin worked in the mall, and she, I guess, lived in the area, and she was always there, and I knew them when I was a little kid, and I loved them. Her. Sure, I'll call you her. I don't give a shit. It was Claudia. I remember, and for some reason, and I was young. I couldn't have been older than 7, 8 years old. And I'd be like, what the fuck? That's so weird. But, like, we loved her. We didn't give a shit. We would make fun of her, but to her face, and she loved it. She couldn't get enough of us because she loved the normalcy. She loved the normalcy that we're not lying to her face and saying, oh, that's so normal. Oh, we laugh. We laugh. It's okay. Because she knew, Claudia knew, that we still loved her no matter what. We loved her. We had no fucking problem. Yeah, we thought it was weird because it is. It's okay. It's weird. It's not fucking normal. And the poor girl, she did have a fucking mental illness. She did. But even though we fucked around with her, we joked around, we made fun of her a little bit, never once did she get upset. She couldn't get enough of us. She was coming to family parties, everything. She was great. Everybody loved her. And my cousins, they would, you know, they were always there for her and whatever. I don't even know what the fucking direction I'm going. The bottom line is, we're living in a crucial time right now, and it could go either way. So if Biden comes in, right? Now, Biden, he's fucking powerless. The guy's a retard. I'm sorry. The guy is, he's got serious fucking mental problems, and he's not fit for presidency. And I'm not saying that the way that they say about Trump, as in, like, just another excuse to try to get him out of the White House. This man is not fit to be a president. He's old. He's literally demented. Not even being mean. He's literally demented. He's also a crook. Notoriously a crook. But forget about him. If he gets in, that means the socialists get in. Because everybody knows, and the socialists know especially, that a vote for Biden is a vote for the Democrats and the socialists, like AOC and all those twats. And they know that they control him like a puppet. And he is going to do everything they tell him to do. And if they don't, they will threaten with riots. They will threaten with chaos. They already did it. They already threatened it. They said, we're not going to fucking stop. If he doesn't fucking... There was a Project Veritas did a segment. It was an undercover camera. They said, if Biden doesn't, give in to our demands, he's not going to be able to come out of his house. We're going to surround. We know where he lives. He's going to be stuck in there until he fucking listens to our demands and obeys them. If that doesn't scare you, America, then you're fucked. Then you're fucked. You have your head so far up your ass. I would much rather have a president that is a dick, that is rude, an asshole, but cannot be controlled by anybody, rather than an old feeble man who maybe has some nice etiquette and talks well, and he looks like my grandpa, but could be controlled by these angry socialist celibate cunts that are dying to destroy this nation. Like, they have a desire to turn our culture upside down, to make normal abnormal and weird normal and up and down, like I said, like that. This is what they want. And this is not a crazy random fucking theory. Not only is this in 1984, it's also in the New World Order. It also happened in history. Look at all the communist and socialist countries. Shit was turned upside down. Their cultures are still fucking recovering. And it was almost a half a century later. I'm ending this now because I can't breathe. And I'm at the 30-minute mark. But just listen to me. This isn't just a vote for Trump. This is not just about Trump. This is about preserving our country, right? Preserving our country and retaining our values, keeping our values and morals in check. This is not about oppressing people. This is about keeping our culture where it is and better it and make it better and stronger. We're losing it. Trust me, we're losing it. The shit that I'm seeing on social media is scary. And yes, I get that these are a bunch of young kids. They like the shock value, a lot like me. You know, when I was young, I would do crazy shit too. But this is too far. There's too many fucking people. There's too many people that are doing this, and it's mainstream now. It's normal. It's normal to be a socialist in America. That's how you know we're fucked. That's how you know we're getting to a very, very dark place, my friends. Very dark. Being a Trump supporter and being a conservative is the new punk rock. It's the new counterculture. It's the new resistance. The left, they always say, you know, like they're the resistance. They're the revolutionaries. They're anti-establishment. They are the ones that are rooting for the establishment. We're the ones that are the fucking outcasts, but in big numbers. Think wisely when you get into that ballot box. I'm not one to tell you who to vote for, because I don't like that. But use your brains. If you live in this country and you enjoy all of the benefits of living here, if you have the freedom, which you all do if you live here, you indulge in the freedom and the culture of America, vote for the guy that wants to keep that instead of the guy who wants to destroy it, or the guy who's going to be controlled by the people that want to destroy it. And you bet your little fucking ass they will. Trust me, they will. If Biden gets in, America will not exist anymore. This is not me trying to scare people into voting for Trump. They say it themselves. And you could see, I don't have to say a word. All you got to do is listen to what they say. Listen to what they fucking say. Don't take my word for it. Go out on the internet and look up AOC, Ayanna Presley, what's her name, fucking Mrs. Potato Head, Rashida Tlaib and the terrorist Ilhan Omar. Look what they say, because those four fucking scumbag cunts, they're the ones that are going to be president. They're the ones that are going to be fucking running the country. I'd rather have a fucking monkey, an actual monkey, not a slur for blacks. An actual chimpanzee be president than those four pieces of shit. Actually, I'd rather have a physical piece of shit be president than them. From a monkey, I'd rather have a monkey's dung sitting in the Oval Office, stinking up the whole fucking place, rather than have those four psychopathic, sociopathic, fucking dirtbag, fucking terrorist pieces of shit. I hope no kids are listening to this. So, that's it. I'm out of breath. I'm tired. I hope you guys have a really good week. Listen to what I say. Do your research. Read up on 1984. Do yourself the fucking favor. Please. Please. Keep your minds open. Understand that this country is going down a very scary path. You know? And it's going to get worse. Listen. You think that we're at the worst? Trust me, we're not. But we're on our way down. Shit rolls downhill. I think that's the term. Anyway, that's it. I'm out. Have a good week, guys. I'm sure I'll be posting another one soon. God bless this fucking amazing country. You're all blessed to be here.